was 10 years old when granddaddy done spilled a secret. He was so damn drunk he didn't even know he leaked it. So I followed him down on his trail like a hound spellbound by what I'd seen. He had a fire in his eyes and the devil by his side, kneeling by that old machine. Pappy was a running whiskey. They cruised by time to time, but he swore that they would never get me. They were looking, just a booking for the liquor he was cooking, but they never looked over the hill. And when they came around to the hollers from town, all they found was Grandpa Steel. He was rocking in his chair like an old man should, with eyes in the back of his head. Couldn't tell if he was breathing, and he had them all believing that he was stone cold dead. They went stooping through the gravel, just trying to unravel the roots of a family tree, and all they found was Grandpa still as he could be. Night and it didn't feel right. Grandpappy never stumbled home, so I grabbed a flashlight and I hit it through the night with a cold chill in my bones. I was feeling a little scared when I saw him in that chair, blue toes dragging me in the sand. He didn't leave a will, just a map to the steel and a recipe in his hand. They could bury Grandpa, but the town couldn't bury the lies. The sheriff and the mayor said a prayer as they wiped their eyes. He was rocking in his chair like an old man should, when they lowered him in the grave with a mason jar clutched in his hands and a smile upon his face. All the town folk worried who was gonna carry on the old man's legacy. But even though Grandpa still, his secret isn't still in me.